VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Election day has officially begun in the United States. The six residents of the small town of Dixville Notch in the northeastern state of New Hampshire held their traditional vote after midnight local time Tuesday, a ritual that began in 1960. Dixville Notch resident Anne Marie Pintal predicted the final results after casting her vote.
I think New Hampshire's a purple state, and I think it's very divided, and I think even the six of us might be divided. We'll see.
The final vote was split evenly between Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, the Republican nominee. The two candidates wrapped up their campaigns with late-night rallies in two key states that could determine who wins the race for the White House. Harris held a rally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a major Democratic stronghold in a state considered the biggest prize in this election.
Our campaign has tapped into the ambitions and the aspirations and the dreams of the American people. We are optimistic and we are excited about what we can do together. And we know it is time for a new generation of leadership in America.
Trump finished his final day of campaigning with a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with a pledge to revitalize the country.
With your vote tomorrow, we can fix every single problem our country faces and lead America and lead the world to new heights of glory. And indeed, think of that statement, how beautiful that is. New heights of glory, that's what's going to happen.
Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. This is VOA News. More than 81 million Americans have already cast early votes, either in person at polling stations or by mail. Last-minute polling shows the race all but tied in the battleground states within the margin of statistical error. Reuters news agency says Canadian officials pressed charges against three people Monday following the violence that erupted Sunday at a Hindu temple where Sikh activists staged a pro-Khalistan demonstration. Sikh activists told Reuters that pro-Khalistan activists at the Hindu temple demonstration were protesting the presence of Indian diplomats. Khalistan is the Sikh homeland that some activists want created out of India's Punjab state. Canada is home to the largest Sikh community outside of India. The violence comes amid frayed diplomatic ties between Ottawa and New Delhi. Canada recently expelled six Indian diplomats over the 2023 killing in Canada of a Sikh separatist leader. Canada has accused India of targeting Sikh activists in Canada, an allegation India has called absurd and baseless. Boeing's unionized factory workers approved a new contract from the U.S. aviation giant Monday that includes a 38% pay increase. The vote ends a bitter 7-week strike that added new problems for the troubled company. Reuters correspondent Syakir Jasny has the latest.
The deal ends the first strike in 16 years by the company's largest union and will be a relief for Boeing. Analysts estimate the stoppage was costing it around $100 million per day. It brought to a halt output of many jets, including its best-selling 737 MAX. Now it will take time to ramp up production and get cash flowing in again. The company has lurched from crisis to crisis this year, starting with a mid-air blowout on one of its MAX planes. That put Boeing's manufacturing quality under fresh scrutiny and led to production curbs imposed by regulators.
That was Reuters correspondent Syakir Jasny. In sports, one of the National Basketball Association's greatest coaches is stepping away from the game indefinitely. AP correspondent Gethin Kuba explains.
Spurs coach Greg Popovich is out indefinitely while recovering from an illness that forced him to miss Saturday's victory over the Timberwolves. San Antonio announced Popovich did not travel with the team on its current road trip at the Los Angeles Clippers on Monday and at Houston on Wednesday. The Spurs host the Portland Trail Blazers on Thursday. Mitch Johnson will serve as interim coach during Popovich's absence. San Antonio has won back-to-back games and is off to a 3-3 start this season. I'm Gethin Kuba.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.